Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Texas people say at least 220 people have been rescued from flooded homes and vehicles because of rising rivers near Houston. Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo telling CNN no deaths or serious injuries have been reported. Senate Majority Leader from New York Chuck Schumer is announcing $400 million in funding to help boost security and safety measures at synagogues, mosques, and churches. The move comes on the heel of bomb threats at numerous synagogues in New York over the weekend. Senator Schumer speaking about the new law.
It allows you to put in cameras so you can detect who might do something to your synagogue. Fences, strong windows, and 2 years ago we modified it so you can actually hire personnel.
The move comes as anti-Israel protests continue at college campuses nationwide. Well over 2,000 people have been arrested in recent weeks as the protests have sometimes led to violent confrontations between agitators and police in riot gear. While President Biden has condemned the protests, he has received backlash from both sides of the aisle for his handling of the demonstrations as well. Pennsylvania Democratic Senator John Fetterman joined CBS and talks about the criticism President Biden has received.
It's perfectly normal if you don't agree with the president on this issue or many other issues. But it's very strange that when we have this incredible, important election right in front of us, we're about 6 months ago, and it's really two stark choices.
Gas prices have fallen over the past few weeks. Oil industry analyst Trilby Lundberg, publisher of the Lundberg Survey, tells us how much.
We have the first gasoline price drop of the year as of now. It's a 2 cent decline to $3.75 per gallon for regular grade. This after 15 weeks of surging prices, which rose 59 cents from the start of the year.
This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
A Jewish organization is out with new numbers on anti-Semitic attacks here in the United States as a Jewish-owned bakery in Atlanta, Georgia, targeted multiple times and vandalized. USA's Laura Winters reports.
As pro-Palestinian protests rage on college campuses across the country, the ADL, Anti-Defamation League, reporting a 360% spike in anti-Semitic attacks since the October 7th Hamas terrorist attack in Israel. Now, the latest anti-Semitic attack in Atlanta, where a Jewish-owned bakery shop on the campus of Emory University targeted, the store vandalized, and the owner of Ali's Cookies, a woman named Nofar Shadlis, telling Fox News that a caller threatened to come and burn us. The shop also receiving an email stating, "Your store is going down unless you will stop supporting a country that murders, tortures, and commits a genocide." Police investigating.
A section of I-95 in Norwalk, Connecticut is fully reopened to traffic after a fiery crash closed the road last week. Workers demolishing an overpass that was damaged early Thursday when a car that was merging onto I-95 struck a gasoline tanker that was parked beneath it. Attention now turns to replacing the overpass, which officials say design should be complete within the next few weeks. And no word of Kentucky Derby winner Mystic Dan will run in the Preakness Stakes, set for 2 weeks in Baltimore. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
So are you having fun yet? As we work hard to get this country back on track. But, you know, as we've been talking earlier with our guest, Scott Powell included, it's that serious. I mean, you see what's happening to our country. And what's being manifest on the college campuses right now should be a wake-up call for all Americans. You've got to take a stand against this tyranny that's taking place and understand that the odds right now seem to be against us because those with the loudest voices have been given place and exception at every level of our government, including the Justice Department, that should be hammering this down in such a way to where, again, I'm not speaking against, you know, free speech and the right to protest. That's one thing. But when you're causing damage to the level that has been happening on the college campuses where, you know, classes are interrupted, kids who have paid a lot of money, parents included, some of these institutions, $100,000 a year, you know, wait a minute. That's stealing. You're basically stealing from these kids, their education 2 weeks before graduation, and then on top of that, they're not going to have a graduation ceremony, no commencement ceremony. Why? Because of these, you know, these tyrannical individuals who are out of control. I mean, there is a way to protest and let your discontent be noted. And the way you're doing it and the way it's been demonstrated here in the recent years with mostly, you know, as CNN would call, you know, mostly peaceful protests is, as fires are burning and billions of dollars are being done, billions of dollars in damage being done, people dying and injured. This is insane, you know, what's happening. But again, this reflects the leadership and lack thereof in our country. Because if we had leadership from the top, then this wouldn't happen. And you look back and, you know, at times when we've had things like this with Ronald Reagan, even Donald Trump before, others, you know, on down the line where leadership was exercised and these kind of demonstrations were, you know, were quelled and they were brought into perspective. But, you know, in today's America, no leadership. No leadership brings all kinds of tyranny. And, you know, and Marxist behavior. I mean, defacing statues, defacing, you know, the first president of the United States, George Washington statue. I mean, that's acceptable. You know, I mean, on and on. And it took the president a couple of weeks to say something. And then when he finally said something, of course, he had to, you know, walk a tight wire because for him, it's all about the votes, you know. It's all about Michigan. It's all about Minnesota. Oh, we got to be super sensitive to these anarchists. Oh, really? Super sensitive, right? I mean, We had to be super sensitive to the point that, okay, we'll get them on a plane and get them back home, especially those that are here on an educational visa. They're here to learn, not to disrupt, okay? We didn't bring them in to indoctrinate our kids and to lead some sort of revolution. I mean, what's wrong with us? Really, think about it. And so, look, if you want this country to be under new management, if you're not happy with what's going on, then you need to do something. This isn't a Republican thing. I'm not talking politics here. This isn't a Democratic thing. This is about saving America, okay? You know, party politics is what got us into this mess and has us at each other's throat. And one party in particular has gone overboard. The other party, they can't find the board. And I mean, they're like, you know, they're like a ship without a rudder out there. I mean, there's plenty of blame to go around. And the political process is doing us no favors because they've abandoned, you know, we the people. They've abandoned why they went to serve. Because like I've said time and time again, and you may not be aware, and for some people this is the first time you've heard it. Others say, oh, Bill, you're going to tell us that again. But it's true. So you got to think about what they're motivated by. And those who we elect are motivated. They're taught to be motivated by getting reelected. So the constituency of that particular legislator is subordinated to their reelection goals. That's what's most important. That's what they're told on day one. Okay, that is the paradigm of the Beltway. And our founding fathers knew that there was the temptation to make this happen because it's easily understood how this could go on because we're all humanoids. You know, nobody's perfect. I mean, if we were all angels, we wouldn't need the Constitution. We wouldn't need law and order. We would just be a respecter of, you know, common sense that you stop at a stop sign. I mean, it's almost getting to the point where, you know, we have to be able to trust our fellow men that they will stop at a stop sign or a stoplight, right? And it's almost getting to that point where you wonder, okay, are they going to, you know, obliterate that law as well? I mean, all the other laws seem to be inconsequential and meaningless. Okay, so let's just get in the car and not worry about stop signs anymore. You know, is that what it's going to come down to? I mean, it seems that this is how reckless that it is becoming. But meanwhile, you know, you ask, people have asked, say, well, who's paying for all this? I mean, you got all these signs, these nice, you know, printed up signs and everything. Well, you know who's paying for it. It's the people that don't love America. That's who's paying for it. You know, and it's an easy answer. And I know there was a time, you know, when I was growing up, it was America, love it or leave it. You know, it was a stand that we had to take. And it's almost like that mantra is being given place once again. And I know it sounds harsh for some people to hear love it or leave it. You know, can there be discontent even though you love the country? Can you have discontent for its policies and, you know, things that are going on, interfering with other governments? You know, kind of like what's going on right now in the Middle East. You know, here's the president on one hand saying 100%, you know, 100% against Israel. I mean, not against, but with Israel, we're 100% with them. And the next minute, you know, we're hearing that munitions are being, you know, slow walked. You know, they need armaments. And here we are. We've been, you know, a key ally. And we are kneecapping this ally because why? Because they want to protect their border, unlike our own country that wants a wide open border and doesn't seem to care about what potential danger comes along with a wide open border, not to mention, you know, as Barack Obama would call it, the fundamental transformation of our country, right? Well, let's not, because that's what's going on. You can't, and it may not sound like a lot. I mean, here we are, what, 350 million people in America, 360. And you talk about letting, you know, 10 million illegals come in. Well, again, I remind you, all it took was 19 illegals to do the damage they did in 2001 on 9/11. So, you know, the reason, you know, as my good friend Bruce Thatcher says about history, The problem with history, we don't learn, and this is why we keep making the mistakes over and over again. So keep that in mind. We got to go to break. Great to have you with us. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS?
Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente.
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts. Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely.
Totalmente.
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay. Plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after your enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
In a single moment, everything can change. When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only CPR and become a lifesaver today.
Top of the hour. Fox News is reporting that, you know, people have been asking, who's behind all this stuff that's happening on the campuses? And they're reporting that a billionaire family has been bankrolling both anti-Israel groups and battleground Democrats. It's the Pritzker family has given hundreds of thousands of dollars to Democrats so far this election cycle. Now, several House Democrats facing tough re-election fights have accepted funds from a major political family that bankrolled a number of groups participating in the anti-Jewish protests sweeping across college campuses and in cities across the country. This according to Fox News. According to FEC data, members of the prominent Pritzker family, the extremely wealthy owners of Hyatt Hotels Corporation, have given hundreds of thousands of dollars this election cycle to a number of those vulnerable Democrats, as well as the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee and House Majority PAC, two organizations tasked with winning a majority in the House of Representatives. The Pritzker family, which includes Democratic Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, has at the same time given to organizations involved with these anti-Jewish protests, which have received widespread condemnation, resulting in thousands of arrests. This according to Politico that reported over the weekend. So, you know, that's part of the answer of what's going on. We know this has all been organized. It takes money to do this, you know, to, you know, pay for all those tents and, you know, the signs and then to bring a number of people who are antagonists that don't even belong to these campuses. But they interject themselves into this situation and participate in this type of disruptive behavior that at the end of the day is costing, you know, the kids, you know, a week or so of education. Classes have been canceled. Remote learning is taking place. Finals have been modified, some altogether negated. And, of course, the big thing is the commencement ceremonies are being canceled across the country. I feel for these kids on many levels because the ramifications of this are far-reaching. It's more than just a protest on the campus. I mean, this has a psychological impact. It is revved kids up. I mean, some of these kids, when, you know, the man on the street interviews and they ask him, you know, what are you protesting? They can't even articulate. They don't understand. They're just doing what somebody told them to do. Well, you know, they're perfectly ready, you know, for so much of America that has been told how they should think and what they should do and how they should vote, you know, is, you know, they've checked their own intellect in at the door and handed it over to these control freaks that think they know better. And they, you know, feed you with narrative that's loaded with lies and deception only so that they will maintain power and control. They're not interested in a constitutional republic. They're not interested in freedom-loving people who can think for themselves. I mean, this is what threatens them. This is why they come after people, especially who are associated with churches, right? Because, you know, as people of faith, you know, we're trained who, and we study about who really is our king, you know, who is our leader. It's not Joe Biden. It's not the Democratic Party, not the Republican Party, not even Donald Trump, sorry to say. You know, it is the Lord of Lords and King of Kings himself. He is our king. And when you read the Bible, you see what's happened to nations historically is that, you know, one of the recurring themes that you hear, especially in the book of Judges, and the people were without a king. And what did that mean, that they were without a king? They're without leadership, you know. And when they're without leadership, then they're left to their own devices. It's kind of like, in a sense, you know, where we are today when you evaluate, you know, the type of leadership, you know, that we are being subjected to these days. Well, we voted into office, right? So, you know, in a democratic republic or any kind of democracy, the people get what they deserve because this is what they do. I mean, even in a situation, you could even on an extreme end a bit, you can say what happened there in the Gaza. You know, the Palestinians voted Hamas into office, okay? And you're going to tell me that over the years they had no idea what Hamas is all about? I mean, even just by name, the name Hamas means violence. What did they think was going to happen? Do you think that even as self-serving as Hamas was, that they didn't, do horrific things to the people there, the Palestinians? But they're so subjected, you know, to this kind of brutality that they're compelled to, you know, go along. I mean, so much so that when something, you know, so inhumane was done to fellow humanoids that they cheered it on. I mean, how sick. How sick. And I think about Germany when, after World War II, what the leadership of Germany did. They wanted to make sure that the people who, the Germans themselves went and visited the concentration camps so that they had an idea that there was not so much about a narrative, but about the truth, that they would understand that this happened in their country. Because afterwards, even the Germans wholesale said, this cannot happen. You know, what were we thinking? What, you know, yeah, you could blame it all on Hitler, but look at that was about, you know, Hitler and the Nazis, roughly, I'm told, was about 10% of the country. 90% of the country was just kind of forced to go along. You know, they were lied to and here, in a sense, they participated in this. But afterwards, there was like national shame for Germans, you know, and I think we're, you know, as far as I can see here from my perspective, that we're kind of on the other side of it. But I don't know that that ever goes away, that stigma doesn't, you know, still influence their worldview. And you can't blame them. And, you know, what will this be the same thing for Palestinians who have been conditioned over the years, you know, as Flor Hassan Nahum said, that they... from birth, I mean, this has been going on for thousands of years. This is generations of indoctrination, of hating the Jews. And, you know, that's their worldview. And they'll always be that way. And so we bring people like that into the country. Joe Biden's working on a plan to bring Gazans into the country that have that worldview. They're ideologically fixed. It's not as soon as they come in the United States, all of a sudden, their, you know, brain's going to clean up and they're going to go, oh, well, we believe in peace for everybody. Oh, gosh. Yeah, I mean, you're forgetting their mantra. Yes, it's from the river to the sea to eradicate Israel, and then the next target is America. And it doesn't mean they have to do Israel first, then America. They can do both at the same time. And right now, when you think about open borders and how much danger has been let into our country, even that Christopher Wray, the FBI director, has admitted to, and I think that's why Congress kind of buckled and renewed the FISA, because it was under the fear that with all the imminent danger that the FBI director said, well, then how could they say, look at, no, we're going to, regardless of all this danger that you're telling us about, we're going to tie your hands and not renew FISA. So, you know, they scared the politicians and the politicians buckled and here they are. You know, this is this dance that goes on over and over again. Nothing really changes. We see how we, the people, are getting ripped off, how our liberties are being compromised and stolen from us inch by inch, foot by foot, mile by mile. And what are we doing? We just take it. We just take it to go along. And you know what? That's what they're counting on. We have a chance, ladies and gentlemen. We have a chance coming up in November. And we'll see how much of a backbone we the people really have. And they're really, you know, willing to do something about it. And as I said, if we're going to reelect Donald Trump to office, we need to send a battalion of like-minded people into the Beltway to straighten this out.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
USA News Update. More than 200 people rescued in Harris County, Texas as rivers flood. Residents being rescued on airboats from their homes. New developments out of the Middle East where a deal to release Israeli hostages from Hamas captivity is still being negotiated in Egypt. Meanwhile, the Israeli cabinet voting to remove the Al Jazeera TV network from operating in Israel. Back here in the U.S., pro-Palestinian protesters interrupt the University of Michigan graduation ceremony. The demonstrators removed on Saturday. President Biden speaking at the White House saying students have a right to protest but not to break the law. Biden scheduled to speak at the U.S. Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. as Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Remembrance Day, begins, a week of events planned to educate this generation as to the atrocities the Nazis committed against Jews. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Back. We're looking at 28 minutes before the top of the hour right now. Benjamin Baird's joining us. He is the decorated U.S. Army vet, infantry vet at that, who researches Islamist activity in Washington, D.C., and state capitals across the country. It is that pervasive. And, of course, we see what's happening on the university campuses. So there's plenty of, fish in the barrel here. Right, Benjamin?
That's right. Definitely plenty of work to do. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, without a doubt. Well, thanks for being here. We were just talking just a moment ago. Kudos to the frat boys there at UNC Chapel Hill for raising the American flag in the face. I mean, this is how you, in a way, you kind of bully back a bully. You got to hit them right between the eyes, and these frat boys raised the American flag. I mean, wow. This was so cool of them on so many levels because, I think that, for all the bad stuff that we're seeing, and I said, and it is bad, what is on display in these college campuses and these universities, to have, the flag standing and shining through and in a sense, I think bringing some perspective to the craziness.
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, it was a symbol. It stands out to show that not all the students feel the same way as some of their classmates. But the fact remains that many students in our university today experienced indoctrination. This is what New York Mayor Eric Adams was talking about. It's widespread. It's pervasive. Sometimes it comes from foreign sources, and it affects many, many students.
Well, why are we surprised, Benjamin? I mean, look what's going on. I mean, we've got university professors that are there, presidents of these universities. I have never seen such a breakdown in leadership like I've been seeing in the recent era in our country. It seems at every turn, whether we're talking, from the president on down and these universities, I mean, you know, after all, you know, I have always insisted that leadership is, you know, is what you need to take you from where you are to where you need to be. And I'm not sure leadership even understands where we need to be. What do you say?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, look who these students have to look up to. Their professors are participating in all of these riots, these sit-ins, blockades that are happening in universities across the country. Some of the professors have glorified October 7th, the days after it happened. At Columbia University, a professor, Joseph Massad, wrote an article in the Anti-Israel Electronic Intifada where he essentially glorified October 7th, talked about it as a great event. Georgetown University recently had Nihad Awad, an outside Islamist from the Council on American Islamic Relations. He said that he was happy to see October 7th happen. So the speakers that they invite to events, the adults, the grown-ups, none of them are responsible. They are the radicals. And they're the ones that are pushing these down on our children. And the sad thing is that parents are paying for these, for their children, for this indoctrination.
Well, and here it is. I mean, you think about it. This is the generation that, you know, had to deal with COVID. You know, the classrooms were shut down. It was remote learning. Here it is. And, of course, now let's finish up school. And now you're going to be remote learning whatever's left of the last week or so, and your graduation likely canceled because of this.
Right.
And meanwhile, to your point, parents are paying up to $100,000 a year in order to put their kids through school, or kids are signing loan notes that will have them in debt for the next 10 years plus, unless they find some other Uncle Joe Biden who's willing to forgive their debt, I guess. It doesn't bode well. I mean, right now for these kids, I really feel for them on so many levels.
No, it's really sad that they had to miss out from COVID, and now they're moving on to their universities. They're not going to be able to take that walk and get and receive their diploma. And it's all because of really, you know, it's a minority, but it's a large minority of students.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it goes back to the professors, to the administrators. Colleges in many ways have turned into administrative states on their own. There are far more
administrators
and administrators who are running things. They're brought in for DEI and other really jobs that don't have much to do with education. And so, you know, our young students, our young adults, the next generation of policymakers, they miss out in that regard as well.
Yeah.
At the Middle East Forum, we have a Campus Watch project, and we study Middle East studies quite closely. And years ago, there was quite a big change when something called post-colonial studies started. And that basically said that, you know, American professors, indigenous people who live in America, cannot properly teach the subject, that we have to bring in people from the Middle East to teach things about the, about the region, about politics and international studies. And as a result, we're getting these extremist radical attitudes that are pervasive in our classrooms today.
Yeah, we got to bring these people in who have grown up with hatred and wars, you know, for generations. Yeah, let's bring them in. Like, that makes sense, right? This is like crazy stuff, because, you know, I think about, for example, this comes up every once in a while, Benjamin, is that, bank tellers, when they're taught to discern counterfeit money, what they do is they study the legitimate, not the illegitimate. And so here we are, we've kind of turned that concept on its head by studying the illegitimate instead of the legitimate, right? Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah, that is a very useful analogy here. We're bringing in many, many radical professors, and the people that they bring in to teach students, to teach them, are also radicals on their own. Sami Al-Aryan, who is a terrorist financer who went to prison for many years for financing Palestinian Islamic Jihad, he was deported to Turkey, but his family members remain in the country. One of them is a teacher at Georgetown University. His wife was present at the protest over the weekend. And these are the kind of radical attitudes that we're getting. And, you know, we as a nation, Middle East Studies, we have Title VI funds, federal funds that go to these universities so that our next generation of policymakers can be prepared. And they're just not. They're not getting the education we need to support American interests. In fact, they're anti-American and anti-Western interests.
Yeah. Well, you know, we have a history of this. I mean, you know, look at, you got Bill Ayers and Bernadette Dorn. You know, where do they end up?
Right.
I mean, it's like, oh, let's put them in charge of educating our kids. Like, oh, okay, you know what, we're going to teach them how to, you know, make bombs and really blow up the Pentagon this time or what, you know? This is ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. We failed our children when it comes to education on so many levels. You know, we're definitely not doing higher education right. And there are trillions of dollars that go from both state and the federal level to our universities. And they're really just being wasted on these radical programs.
Exactly. All to have a, you know, a document from one of these Ivy League prestigious universities that are losing their sheen along the way. Because now what's happening, Benjamin, is corporate America, you know, some of the businesses are speaking out saying, hey, look, if you're involved in this kind of radical behavior, I'm sorry, I can't hire you. I can't bring you into the culture. I mean, especially when you have now the anti-DEI movement, because, again, business is about being profitable. And especially if you have stockholders, you've got a fiduciary responsibility to give them an ROI. They deserve a return. And all these DEI you know, applications are what I call DIE. They're dead on arrival. I mean, they're counter growth, they're counter success and development. And so these kids that are on the campus thinking they're all that, you know, and then they go out in the job world and all of a sudden, you know, an HR director checks out and says, hey, we got video of you, you know, bombing the university and burning the flag. Doesn't look good. You know, they may not be able to say right there that they can't hire them. They're just no callback, right?
Right. No, I mean, fortunately, we have billionaire activists like Bill Ackman who are stepping up to the table and saying, we're not going to hire these people that are involved.
Exactly. Got to go to break. We'll pick it up on the other side. More from Benjamin Baird. Stay with us.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Glad you could join us. It's just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. He's Benjamin Baird. Benjamin is a decorated U.S. Army infantry vet. He researches Islamist activity in Washington, D.C. and state capitals across the country. Benjamin, you know, I mentioned earlier that, you know, the mantra in the Middle East is, you know, from the river to the sea, which clearly is a pronouncement of an eradication of the Jewish people. And what a lot of these kids on the campuses do not understand is that the goal is, step one is Israel. They want to get rid of Israel. Step two, America. And here we are in America cheering on our own demise. I mean, fortunately, we have cases like, as we mentioned, the frat boys there at UNC in Chapel Hill raising the American flag. And, of course, the media did not really, you know, they kind of, you know, didn't make a big deal of it. They showed it, but minimally, okay? This was something that really needs to catch on because, like you said, there's a lot of good people out there, just like there was a lot of good people in Germany, but they stopped being good because they didn't have the courage to stand against the tyranny. And this is where we are right now. There's a clear line in the sand. Either you are for America or you are against America. And we have this rise, this anti-American and anti-Semitism craziness that's happening on our campuses that must be pushed back in a definitive way. If not, you know, we're going to have another summer of love insanity of billions of dollars of damage and destruction and disunification of, you know, we the people and the United States of America. What do you say?
Yeah, I think something like this could transform into that level of destruction. From the river to the sea is between the Jordan River and the Mediterranean Sea, which is all of the state of Israel. So college students who repeat that mantra should know what they're talking about. When it comes to Black Lives Matter, for instance, we're told that we must accept what they call as racist. We need to accept their version of what they believe is racist and discriminatory. But Jews are not given that same leeway at all. And there are good people on campuses that are demonstrating. Just last week, outside of Princeton, there were Iranian Americans from the Alliance Against the Islamic Republic of Iran apologists who were demonstrating just outside of the university against a professor there by the name of Professor Syed Mousavian, who is an Iranian regime plant who is teaching children in classrooms today, who was involved in carrying out assassinations in Europe when he was Iran's ambassador to Germany. And so there are good people going out there, but the media just isn't paying any attention or focusing on their actions.
And unfortunately, it's like what we experienced in the Summer of Love. I mean, where you had the media, especially on live TV, with buildings burning up in the background, and they're going, "Yeah, this is a mostly peaceful protest." It's like, how idiotic! And they expect the American people, you know, to swallow it wholesale. But look what's happened to them. A lot of them, you know, CNN's numbers are, gosh, they're so abysmal. It's almost like you might as well fold up the tent there. You have little to offer because you violated the core principles of journalism. Again, leadership missing in that domain. And it's very costly what's happening because lest we forget, I mean, the reason that you're here is because of the vision of our founders, clearly cited in our Declaration of Independence and our Constitution. And when you move away from those two primary documents like we've done now, you end up losing your way. And so you've got these forces, Benjamin, as you know, that are happy to say, okay, you know, America bad, here's something better. What better?
Right.
What better? What's been better? What's had more impact on the planet than democracy and liberty as demonstrated here in America?
Yeah, I mean, we need to get back to basics in our classrooms. We need to talk about these founding documents. They spend very little time in primary and post-secondary education teaching these types of subjects. Instead, professors like to get into very unique minutia, teaching classes such as homosexual jazz in Eastern Egypt during the 1970s. And these are what our students are getting in classrooms instead of a basic education about the civic greatness of America.
You know, I think we could do a whole show on the titles of the curricula in these universities, Benjamin. I mean, you just mentioned a few. That's how crazy it's gotten. I mean, you know, we've kind of just accepted it. You know, I think which is amazing to me, especially when you consider how much parents are investing and paying, you know, for their kids to, you know, go to these high-priced Ivy League schools and that. And here they are, as you're saying, they're not being educated, they're being indoctrinated. And I don't know if the parents just say, okay, hey, look, you got an A, but, you know, they're not even looking at the subject matter or concerned about it. It's just like, hey, we're just going to get you through school because meanwhile, I got to work my butt off, you know, to pay your tuition. And so I'm busy, you know, doing that and not even verifying, you know, what kind of education you're getting. Because what you would hope after all this is said and done is that, okay, you've invested 4 years, all this money, that there's a job at the end of the rainbow here. And a lot of these kids, as you know, what's really upsetting for them, and they're ticked off, and in a sense, you can't blame them, but in another sense, you can, because you still are responsible. You know, you're selecting these classes, is that you are ill-prepared to go into the marketplace and be of value.
Right. Yes, no, I think... What parent has time to look to properly research the professors that are teaching their kids? Journalists don't do a great job of looking at these professors and giving them a fair shake. So it's not easy to find out if the people teaching your children's classes come from a radical place and have radical viewpoints at all.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not easy for parents to be in that position.
Yeah, you know, when I was going to school and in college, I got in a lot of trouble because I was part of the leadership. I was class president and led the charge to institute a teacher evaluation. And it wasn't even at the level like we're talking about what's needed now. It was just kind of like, hey, let's evaluate the teachers, let the kids, chime in and give their response so that, when it came to selecting, classes and instructors, you had an idea of what you're getting into instead of, first day of class, all of a sudden it's go, oh my God, how do I transfer out of here?
Yeah, there are some tools that are out there for both students and parents. There's something called Rate My Professor that you can go to online where students will talk about the kind of experience they had in the classroom with a specific professor. You can also visit our Campus Watch page where we have a recommended professors list, but it is focused on Middle Eastern studies. So utilizing tools like that can give you a heads up. But every day new professors are entering the workforce, and they're becoming more and more radical. It's intergenerational. The latest generation of radical professors are teaching our students who will then move on to remain in academia, and keep the extremist ideologies alive.
It's like, what happened to America's professors? They're just no longer valued. They've been put on a shelf? Or relegated to less significant institutions of learning?
Yeah, I think it's all part of post-colonial studies. Now, most professors started as visiting researchers and ended up taking the roles that used to go to American professors. At least that's the case in language and area studies. I'm not quite as sure about what happens in the sciences, but in the liberal arts, it is dominated by outsiders.
Mm-hmm. Well, the growing anti-Semitism, and this has been going on for decades, but it's really pronounced itself now, Benjamin. What do we do?
I think we need to take a stand. We need, in this case, we need students to take action. Congress just passed a bill yesterday that adopts the IHRA definition of anti-Semitism, which really takes into account the full range of anti-Semitic tropes and discrimination that is out there, and it can be applied by the Department of Education at schools. There are currently some 60-plus schools under investigation for anti-Semitism by the Department of Education right now. Congress is taking action. I think we need to push our elected officials to continue along this route, and that's the best way to fight it right now.
Yeah, exactly. Tennessee Bob just texted me a note. Says it's not the parents' responsibility to filter instructors. Trust for the school administration is the operative word in a capitalist country, except to get what they're paying for. I think I understand his perspective here. Parents are the ones that are putting out the money. But what's happened is that we grew up to trust leadership, right, Benjamin? I mean, you're in the military. I mean, you have to trust leadership, and leadership has violated that trust. And so when that happens and you have a breakdown in trust like what we have, throughout our country right now, because for somehow, I don't know, it just seems that that it's acceptable, and it's not, isn't it? I mean, I was raised that it wasn't. And I served in the Marine Corps. You just didn't accept mediocre leadership.
No, you didn't. It's a breakdown of leadership. It's a breakdown of trust. And it needs to change.
Without a doubt. Benjamin Baird, how can people be in touch with you? The website?
Sure. You can check us out at meforum.org.
That's meforum, like Middle East Forum.org, right?
That's correct. You got it.
Benjamin,
yes, sir.
Benjamin Baird, thank you so much for being with us. Decorated U.S. Army vet. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The final